to begin the service by singing number 268. All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise foretell. Come ye before him and rejoice. Number 268. First, we read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we were reading instead of 1 Kings 18 this morning, Malachi 4. Malachi 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord of heaven and of earth, almighty, unchangeable, and all sufficient, let it not be evil in thy holy sight that we draw nigh unto thee in this morning hour of this Sabbath day, Where in the way of thy providence and of thy long suffering and mercy, thy hand brought us together in this place of worship. We are not worthy the least of thy blessings and considerations. We have sinned away everything by virtue of our fallen Adam, but also our daily and actual sins. But that it be a wonder to all of us, young and old, great and small, that we not lay at the bottom of hell, but that we occupy a little place here on earth, and also in the extinction of so many people that was taken away and buried in the week that lay behind us and in other parts of the world so many thousands, for whom it became in one moment eternity, and so many that have no place to live. Lord, thy judgments are great and manifold, that our eyes were opened for it, and our ears unstopped, and that we come to ourselves, that it brings us is to the right place. By nature then there is nothing, really nothing, that can make some impression upon us. Our state and condition, it is all. And it is all our own fault. We never can blame the Lord of it. No. Thou art right and justice in all thy ways, in all thy actions. But we have sinned. And we have done what is evil in thy holy sight. To confess it with our lips, that's easy enough, even with our conscience, but now with our heart. And that there is a need in our heart for that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, for that blood of the Son of God that washes and cleanses from all our sins. Lord, have mercy with young and old, with great and small. Look upon us, pass us not by in this day, but stop us for us, as thou hast done for the blind Bartimaeus, but also for the Zacchaeus who was sitting in that tree. And that man privileged to come down where Christ had called him, and to come in his house and to glorify his grace in his soul. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, make us beggars at the throne of grace. Prepare our souls for the commemoration in the day of tomorrow that Christ came in this world to satisfy the justice of his Father, but also to seek and to save sinners. That became important, valuable for each and every one, and that it was bound upon all of our heart, can be the last time in our life that we will hear that gospel, that Christ came in the fullness of time in this world. Oh, that the seriousness was bound upon all of our heart, that there came forsaken with of this world and of sin, but that Christ be glorified in our heart as the unspeakable gift of the Father, that the preaching and reading and catechizing also in this day bears fruit for our heart and soul, that it was not in vain, but that it have effect to our heart, to true conversion, but also to establishing of thy work in the hearts of thy people, that we may see the King in his beauty, and that the glory of that Christ and the fullness of him, that it give joy and gladness in our soul. So many that cannot gather with us in this Sabbath day, bound to their houses and in the different hospitals, the disappointments thou knowest, Lord, for some that have hope to be home, but the way was not opened. Other ones came back yesterday, hope to come back today. We commend them all at the throne of grace. Visit them in the different hospitals. For the first time and by renewal, and that it may please thee to remember each and every one after the greatness and multitude of thy mercies in Christ Jesus. The families who were in bereavement and sorrow, we commend them at the throne of grace. Confirm to those children in the loss of the dear Father, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. And for the sisters where that place also is empty of the brother, and other families who had lost their sister unexpectedly, that also that blow be sanctified to their hearts. We all have to go, we all have to meet our Maker. And without regeneration, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Lord, be with them all together, in the difficulties and in the needs and in the wants. Look upon each and every one. Teach us all to number our days, that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. The boys in the service, and in Vietnam, those who are home and those who could not come home, we remember them all together at a throne. With all the widows, orphans and widows in the lonesome life, strengthen and sustain them, and could it be, so far as they have grace, that the joy of the Lord be the strength of their heart. Lord, remember us, those whose families were in Christ. Give them also an heart to bow under thee and before thee. and give us all together with all thy servants over the length and breadth of the earth, also in the mission fields, what we stand in need of a task so heavy that not one man in the world is able to perform it. And the older we become, the more that we realize that without the strength of the Lord, we can do nothing. But Lord, help us, as that thou hast done for so many years. Oh, give heavens and earth amongst us, and that it may please thee that we are strengthened by the right hand of thy righteousness, and that we seek nothing else than the honor of the Lord and the glory of Christ, as well as the salvation of sinners. Give for ourselves some feeling what we have to talk about in this day, because there's ook nog een blessing. Otherwise, it's so cold and barren, we cannot give ourselves one impression. But remember us in Christ Jesus, who is at the right hand of his Father, and made everything well with all the needs and wants. Maybe we forget something, but, oh Lord, forget them never. And bless them and us with the blessings of thy covenant in the pardoning and remission of all our sins and transgressions. For Christ's sake only, amen. Number 121. O God, we have heard, and our fathers have told, what wonders thou didst in the great days of old. Number 121. beloved congregation, when great plans or business will be executed, then there is always some separation for it, preparation that is required for all those plans or business in the world, but that is also in the church. We have also in the Word of God so many examples. For instance, when the Lord would bring out his people Israel out of the land of Egypt, then there were preceding 10 plagues to incline the heart of that Pharaoh that he would give his permit to that people to go out. And you read also when the Lord was planning to give his law on the Mount of Sinai, then you find the same thing. Then 3 days before, Moses commanded the people to prepare himself for that great event. When a short time afterwards the Lord would erect the tabernacle in the wilderness, then he made also a preparation amongst the people. And even when the time was there after that Israel was 40 years in the desert and the time was nigh that they would go through Jordan and enter the land of Canaan, then the Lord, he commanded that people to make provisions 3 days before already, on account of the need that they would have soon after that they came in that promised land. And you see that all the time, even when our president goes to some other country, then they make preparations. And now in the day of tomorrow, if the Lord spared us, then we hope to commemorate again the coming of Christ in this world. We cannot prepare ourselves. We shall hear that this morning. But still, by the preaching of the word, there is a call from the Lord to prepare ourselves for the celebration of that great event. And even the Lord himself, he make a preparation for the coming of Christ into this world. And about that preparation, We will say some words this morning with the help of the Lord. My text for this morning is in the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, verse 17. Luke 1, verse 17. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Thus far. Last week, we have heard that the angel Gabriel, that he visited that priest Zacharias with that wonderful tiding that his wife would bring a son into this world in their old age. And that son must be called John. And John, that means the Lord is gracious to his people. That angel Gabriel, he had given some explanation also to Zacharias about that boy, John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord God. In our text we have, of course, a more clear explanation what really the work was of John the Baptist. In the first place, that he shall go before Christ in the spirit and power of Elijah, and then to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and further, the disobedient to the wisdom of the judge, and finally, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. In the first place, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Some people that give an explanation over the first part of that text, that the soul of Elijah would come in the body of John. But of course, we do not believe that. We believe it, Calvin, that is foolish. And that John the Baptist, that he was born in the same way as everybody comes into this world, with soul and body. But that he shall go before Christ in the spirit and power of Elijah. And of course, that brings us back in the first place this morning to the life of the prophet Elijah. In the Old Testament, we find his name more than 60 times there, in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, we find his name more than 30 times, on account that Elijah, that he was a great man in the Old Testament, that means the place that the Lord had given that man, and with that wonderful seal that man was endowed by the Holy Spirit. Elijah had prophesied in a sad time. It was, as you all know, under the reign of the king Ahab. And it was, well, that king Ahab who was wrong, but his wife especially. She was an instrument of the devil to bring down the church and to ruin the true doctrine that the Lord has given to the people of Israel. Idols were served in those days, and of the true religion there was also nothing left, that means in public. You read in the word of God that Elijah, that he had compassion with himself sometime, that he asked the Lord to take him away, because he said, I am the only one left. But still the Lord, he revealed to him that there were more than 7,000 who had not kneeled before Baal and who had never kissed that idol. But of course, it is as Hellenbroek teaches us in his question book, in those days, in public, the church was hidden. But in that time the Lord had given that Elijah so much strength and so much courage and so much liberty to restore the true religion again amongst Israel. But have taken place on the Mount of Carmel, you know it all. When you come home this afternoon, you read that chapter 1 Kings 18. And then how that man was standing there in the power of the Most High God. Is Baal God serve him? But if the Lord is God, serve him. And how that he killed so many priests of Baal. He would say, oh, that the Lord in our days gave us such an Elijah. Then he killed them all. That not preached the right truth. And that deceived the poor souls for eternity. There was a division in the time of Elijah amongst the people. There was no converted people. There shall be always converted people. There shall never be taken away entirely out of this world. That's impossible. Christ had said that the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church of God. And what we find in the days of that Elijah, that shall be found till the end of the world, there shall be a remnant. But there was a division, I say, in the time of that Elijah, a division between the fathers and the children. The older ones that stay by the religion, but the younger ones, they were feeling not, had not any feeling for the law of Moses and for what the Lord has revealed in his word. But now that Elijah, he was to call by the Lord to bring that scattered people, that people that was, as I would say, separated from one another, together in the unity of faith, to restore them from discord to reconciliation. Thus, that was now the work of that Elijah in the days of Ahab. And now the text said here, and he shall, that is John the Baptist, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Thus, in other words, that same spirit, the spirit of the Lord, and that same power that there was given in the heart of Elijah by the Lord, that same power that would also be in the heart of John the Baptist. He was born 6 months before that Christ came in the world. And that John the Baptist, he was regenerated from his mother's womb. You have heard that expression of Joseph Irons, a man that we highly honor in the church on account of his doctrine. He said in a sermon that John the Baptist was dancing before Christ while he was in the womb of his mother Elizabeth. What an expression. And what a revelation of the wonderful grace of the Lord. You can realize, congregation, that we with our natural mind, we cannot understand these things. No. We can understand nothing about it, because the natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of the Lord. To understand it a little, that is only by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit. Keep that in your mind, people, all the time. Forget that never. Because there are so many people that will understand it, but it is impossible. The Lord, he said itself in his word. It goes so far above our understanding and our rational mind. The only thing even for God's people that is, that they can admire it, but to understand that is impossible. And now that John the Baptist, he was privileged to honor the Lord Jesus even before that he was in the world. That finally He did not belong to this world. We read in the Word of God about Enoch and about Noah, that they walked with the Lord, and that John the Baptist, he had something of it in his heart and in his soul. He never had anything with the luxury of the world. Never. He had, from that he was a child, he had a separate life. His raiment was of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. You read ook never in the Bible of any contact that he had with the world. Never. It is an open question, but still to a certain extent, he was well not older than 31 years old when he died already, when he was beheaded. He was for a while he was working in the church. You read that in the Gospel of John, in the fifth chapter, that he was a burning and shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. For a season. That John the Baptist, he was called by the Lord to prepare a way for the Lord Jesus. Congregation, there is by us no way for the Lord Jesus at all. Nothing at all, people. No. But now John the Baptist, as an instrument in the hand of the Lord, he would prepare a way for Christ. And he shall go before him in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. Was there converted people in those days? Yes, there was. There was a Joseph, there was a Mary, there was a Simeon, there was an Anna, there were some shepherds, but very few. Very few. There was almost in the church no time that it was so dark as the time that Christ was born in Bethlehem. So dark. The religion that there was in the church, that was not. God's people that go there, that died under it. They give in those days God's people nothing else than stones. That was the religion. There was, in general, on the pulpit, no explanation at all of the true religion. Nothing at all. It was nothing else than law. No gospel was ever preached. No. That was the reason that when John the Baptist that he start preaching, that there so many people came to his preaching. Because when he opened his mouth and he talk about law and gospel, not gospel and law, no, but law and gospel, sin and grace, not grace and sin, but sin and grace, then there was many that followed him because they never have heard it. Never. And later on, when he referred with his finger, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, then they go to Christ and followed him. Because that was what they need for the soul. That was outwardly was it a sad condition in the church. I would say with my words, people, it was all that what they preached. That. You could not imagine how awful it was. Christ, he said once to that Jewish people, if your righteousness is not more abundant than of the scribes and Pharisees, he shall never enter into the kingdom of heaven. It was awful. No idea about the foundation of the truth. And then the land, the country was filled with Pharisees and with scribes. Educated people, but educated by men, and not educated by the Lord. Later on, the disciples, they say what we have heard with our ears, and what we have seen with our eyes, and that we had touched with our fingers, with our hands, that is what we preach to you. And that is necessary. That is necessary. And you can realize, people, when we are sitting under a preaching, what is not the right preaching. And the Lord cannot in it, then we are sleeping and sleeping till we fall in hell. So it goes with the wrong doctrine. But now John the Baptist, he was privileged to go before the Lord Jesus in the spirit and power of Elias. When you read that, what his preaching was in Matthew 3, and what he was saying to the scribes and Pharisees that came to him, then you say it is a wonder that they have not killed him. Really? A wonder that they have not killed him? Why? Oh, he took all the ground under their feet away. And he placed them there as uncomforted people. And that is something. Our stomach cannot bear that. No. Because in those days, that was in general, that people, they say we are the children of Abraham, the children of the covenant. And how did John address them? Generation of vipers. Zianoxi did that also once in the government when he had to preach there in England. So he started also once, and there was one of the government, he came to him and he said, that is no business. That is no nothing to address ourselves. So he said, you have to do that in jail, when you preach in jail. But Knox, he said, no. When I come in jail, then I preached, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. A blessing, people. Oh, what a blessing if we accept it. If we accept it. And if we say, Lord, that is me. A generation of fighters. And then Christ had him crucified. And the fullness of his mediatorial work. Oh, that shall be precious to our heart and to our soul. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Oh, that John the Baptist, he would not be afraid, no. And he had it not of himself, no. That was only by the spirit and in the power of the Lord. Because he had later on, before that he died, then he had also to learn a lesson. One is learning it in the beginning, and other people at the end of the world. The Lord is free. We have to say nothing. But we all congregate, and we all have to enter into heaven as a poor sinner and as a lost sinner and as a wretched sinner. But in the time that he needed, oh, then he was standing there in the spirit and in the power of the Most High God. And then, of course, through Christ, we can do everything. Then we are afraid even not for the devil in hell. No. Because faith that is in grace that overcomes the world, said the Bible. He would come in the spirit and in the power of the Most High God. And then the text said, Father, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. I told you already there was, and Calvin, he emphasized that also in his explanation, there was a division between the fathers and the children. The fathers didn't know the children, and the children were totally strangers of the fathers. In what regard? In what respect now? That was a respect of the truth. That was a respect of the doctrine. The older ones, and also, it goes further as the fathers who were living now, but the fathers who were dead already, and who by the grace of the Lord had always stayed by that right religion and by that true religion. They don't know even the children. There was so a great separation because the fathers, they loved the right truth as the Lord had revealed it in his word by his prophets. But the children, they have no more to do with it. The children, they were accepted a religion that through the works of the law men be saved. And of course, the life that was also so far from the right religion. They had swandered away himself. Dus there was a separation, a deep separation between the fathers and between the children. Such a separation that they even could no more talk with one another. No, the children did not understand the religion. They have no idea about the right religion. Can it go so far? Yes, people. So far can it go away. You think about the times in which we are living, where the fathers for have fought and were standing for so many children in our days. They are not interested and concerned about it. On account that the world had taken so great a place in their heart. And another thing, that it is taken over by thousands and thousands in our days, that everyone can be saved in his own religion. In his own religion. Why should that people not go to heaven? Same as we. But congregation, Christ, he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Jeremiah, he said to the people in the third chapter, only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast sinned against the Lord. And that is the beginning. Can we skip it over? No. We cannot skip it over. But you see, in the days of John the Baptist, and even when Christ came in the world, then they were so proud that you as people, that they were the children of Abraham. That they were the children of the covenant. But they have no idea that they were missing in the first place the calling of Abraham, the grace of Abraham, and the walk of Abraham. Three things. They have no knowledge of it. And now they were so blind that they thought without that we can still come in. But now John the Baptist, he would come to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Yeah, but was John the Baptist then God? No. No. He was a man. In like fashion as each and every one. But what is now the meaning of that text? That is also that other part of that text where it said, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. What is the meaning of that part of the text, you think? The meaning of that is this. The disobedient, that means finally the unbelievers. And the wisdom of the just, that refer to faith. Not to believe, that means disobedient. Because the Lord, he required from each and every one to believe. He required that of each and every one. Because we are rational creatures. And we are not ashamed people to bring that on the pulpit. No. In the first place, the Lord, he required from you and me his image. He had adored us with his image in paradise. We have ruined the image of the Lord freely, voluntarily, but the Lord still he required it from us. And he shall lay that before us in the day of judgment too. We have not to think so light about that, no. And under the gospel, then he required of us to believe the gospel, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to be saved. The disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Does the unbelievers brought to belief, brought to faith. And of course, now John himself, he had no ability to do that. No. But why is it a mention in the Bible? Why? All congregation that refers to the great place that the Lord had given that John the Baptist. And he was as an instrument of the Lord. As an instrument of the Lord to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. In other words, the Lord, he would bless and sanctify the labors of John the Baptist. It is really, congregation, an open question whether that there were more people converted under John the Baptist than under Christ. Because John the Baptist, he had much fruit upon his labors. They came from all sides, they came to him, even out of Jerusalem, said the Bible. The people was leaving the temple there. They were leaving the religion there in Jerusalem. And they came to John the Baptist. And the Lord convinced so many people under his preaching that he turned the hearts of the fathers to the children, that they could understand one another. I would say in my words that they have said to one another, we have lived as strangers for one another for many, many years, but now we are one in the faith that is in Jesus Christ. He turned the heart of the fathers to the children. They came love for one another on account of the truths. And they came respect for the truth, and they were both glad with what the Lord has wrought in their heart. And then the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Thus the unbelievers, they receive faith to believe that the countenance of the gospel that it is Jesus Christ and him crucified, the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. There is no another word here in between and in the, that we have to explain, and that is this. There's some explainers, they say that they came to the right imagination, to the right mind, to the right thought about the truth. And before they have not that, no. But now they receive it under the preaching of John the Baptist. Their eyes were opened, and of course, congregation, that is even today, if our eyes are opened for the right religion, for the true religion, that the Lord receive all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, and that in that way that thou shalt be saved and restored in community with the Lord and in fellowship with him, then, oh, then we say, Lord, I never have my right mind. I never have the right understanding. And I was always against the disobedience. I have fought against it. And now I love it. That is now the difference. The disobedience to the wisdom of the just. And the wisdom of the just, that is to believe that there is no other name given under heaven whereby that we must be saved than only by the Lord Jesus Christ. And congregation, it is too bad the time is up. I have to go to sup soon. But there is so much involved, people. So much involved. The disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Oh, to experience that for our own heart and for our own soul. That as Augustine said in his confession on the first page already, that his restless soul found rest in God. And that the time come, and it is necessary, people, children, boys and girls, men and women, that we lay down the weapons on that battlefield of free and sovereign grace, and that we learn there, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that the Lord speaks to our soul of peace and pardon. And that he strengthen our heart out of his fullness, receiving grace for grace, the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. And that we find now in Christ everything what is necessary to the honor of the Lord, to our soul's eternal salvation. And then shall we realize that wisdom is justified by God's people. And finally, that wisdom that is Christ himself, who is given from the Father to wisdom, justification, sanctification, and redemption, and full Christ, to unite it with him, and to rest in him, and to have our joy in him, as we now sing together, one moment, number 233, some token of thy love bestow, which they who hate me now may see, Let all, O Lord, be brought to know that thou dost help and comfort me. Number 234, the last stanza. And now, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, to make ready a people that we are receptive for the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, to be receptive for the Lord Jesus Christ, then congregation, we must have in our life nothing more than sin, transgressions, wretchedness, unbelief, blindness, that Christ shall be all and in all for our soul, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. When Christ start to preach, and Peter and other men that had followed John, that when they left him, and that they followed Christ, he was glad with it. He was glad with it. Because John the Baptist, he always stays small in himself. He knew that he was not the Christ. They would make him Christ. They would admire him as Christ. But he always said no. No. And it was so deep in his heart. He must increase. And I must decrease. But now to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And in what way take that now place, people? It is too bad, the time is too short this morning. But in what way that takes now place? That the Lord breaks us off to the body. And that there is nothing left of us. In what way shall that now be taken place? Oh, the people before they were the children of Abraham. But now for himself they became the children of the devil. Before they were so righteous in himself, and now they became sinners. To make ready the people prepared for the Lord. There is not one who had desire by nature in that way, people. No. Our nature that is always to go in the air, but to come in the dust now. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That is now the case. And now the preacher of John would be used for that. The Lord would bless the preaching of that man. And it is very remarkable remarkable that in Acts 19 there you find no people, 12 men, that was converted under John the Baptist. And they still were cleaving on that man, to that man. It's wonderful. But of course, they know no more there in Ephesus as the baptism of John. And Paul, he instructed him further. And then he came a step further. But still, when Paul came there and he started to talk with that people, immediately he had inside connection with them. He did believe that they were converted by the Lord. And it was now so many years later, eh? So many years. Oh, if the true work of the Lord, then the Lord take care for it. But to prepare, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, in the way of breaking up, in the way that there is nothing left with us, as that we have to go to hell, that one. But then we are ready for heaven and ready for Christ. I hope this evening to say no more about it, but the time calls me, because for the catechism now, the time is there, I have to close. But I hope that a few words in this morning, that the Lord will sanctify it to our hearts. Oh, congregation, that we by the grace of the Lord is receiving insight in it. And I tell you, if the Lord give us this morning as an insight in the contents of that text, then we would kiss it. We would kiss it. And we would say, holy are the ways of the Lord. And then he will say, oh Lord, prepare me for Christ, that he be glorified in my heart, and that he be extolled more and more in my soul, because he is that only name that is given under heaven, whereby that he must be saved. Oh, the Lord prepare us for the day of tomorrow, congregation. And that it was not a day that we bring through in idleness and with all kind of vexations, but that really that the Lord make place for that Christ in our heart, because there is no other name given under heaven whereby that we must be saved, and that we find in him now all that is to the honor of a triune God. My uncomforted fellow travelers, oh, that the Lord bring you under the preaching of John the Baptist. And that the Lord has given grace to fall under it and to accept it. Harden not your heart, people. Harden not your heart, no. But oh, that you receive his grace to bow under it, to lose all your weapons, and we have many. Oh, we have so many weapons to fight with and against the Lord, but to lay him all down and to fall at his feet as a sinner. Lord, be merciful to me. That the Lord may glorify his name in our heart for the first time and by renewal, and that he prepare us for Christ, that he come in our heart to stay there, to rule there, to break off all the power of the devil and of sin, and to prepare us for that heavenly kingdom that is coming. Amen. Lord, that a few words be blessed and sanctified to our hearts. And that it may please thee to bring it to where we never can bring itself. Glorify thy name in our heart. Be further with us. Bring back in this afternoon and evening under the means of grace. And that it was not a burden for us, but a joy. And to the gladness of our soul to live under that doctrine of free and sovereign grace. Where the Lord receive all the praise, all the honor and glory. Strengthen all those who have to instruct now the children. And remember each and every one. After the greatness and multitude of thy mercies. With the pardoning and remission of our sins. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 299. My heart is fixed, O God. A grateful song, and what follows 299. parade this morning also for Mrs. Japs, who came back from the hospital yesterday, and Mr. Carl is coming home this afternoon. The catechism go through this afternoon on account that we have over 14 days, the Lord willing, the Lord's Supper. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.